Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. And ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. It is Saturday, April 27, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very happy to be talking to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to make one announcement. I like to say today is a very special, it's a very strange, but a very special day. Today, four years ago today, my cousin, one of my best friends in the whole wide world, he passed away. Rest in peace, brother. You know, we love you. You know, miss you and all that good stuff. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about why you need to fast track your way to success. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, because in honor of my cousin, in honor of my mother-in-law who passed away this week, sometimes you think you have a lot of time. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Okay, time is of the essence, and you want to get started as fast as possible. My cousin passed away at the age of 40. My mother-in-law, she passed away at the age of 70. There's a 30-year difference in both of those. You know what I'm saying? And my mother-in-law, the last, not even, she got sick around December. And, you know, it was a struggle since then. But that's like 6 months. But she had 70 great years on this earth. The last few months were a little tough, but she had a lot of time. My cousin, he turned 40. I remember we, you know, called him on the phone. I'm like, you know, man, you 40 now, you know. Welcome to the club, yada, yada, yada. You know, I mean, 6 months later, you know, they had the pandemic and, you know, he passed. So it's like, you still think when you turn 40, you know, everybody thinks, hey, I'm invincible. You know, when we're young, especially if you're a man, when you're young, when you're like 18, 19, 20, 21, from 18 to 25, you just think nothing can stop me. I know I thought that way. My brother thought that way. A lot of people that I knew thought, you know, you don't think about, hey, I could be dead soon. I could be dead in one day. You do not think about that. And so, you know, you're like, I'm invisible. I got time. I got time to do this. I got time to do that. Sometimes you have a lot of time. Sometimes you don't. And so I remember I listened to the Steve Jobs book, which, by the way, if you haven't listened to that book, you should listen to that book or read the book. It's one of the better books, one of the better biographies. And Steve Jobs, for some reason, he thought, you know, I got to get started now. I ain't going to have a lot of time. For some reason, he had this inkling that he wasn't going to have a lot of time. Steve Jobs passed away, and he was like 50. 51, you know, and 50, as the guy who sees 50 on the horizon, you know, 50 is not that far away. And it's like, damn, you know, 50, you die at 50, you think, oh man, you know, you really don't start saying, oh man, they were too young. You know, when somebody's 50, you know, 51, 52, you're like, oh man, they're so young. You know, once you get past 60, people are like, oh, okay, you know, they had a long time. 60 is still relatively young on the grand schemes of things. You know, my wife, she had an aunt, and her aunt was like 106, 104, 106 when she passed. You know, that's some living. And I remember, she came to our house and she was 100 years old. She was walking down the stairs, walking outside in the cold. And I thought, whoa, amazing. If I could be that one day, walking around, you know, chilling, watching TV, you know, and I'm 100, hey, thank you, Lord, you know. But there's a lot of different things that you have to do in order to do all that. But what I'm telling you is there's something that you want to get done. You know, you want to fast track. You want to fast track this whole entrepreneur thing. You want to get to where you're going. You want to start the business. You know, create the business, create the wealth, create the opportunities for yourself. You know, start today. Do it today. Do it now. Don't wait. Don't always think, oh man, I got tomorrow. I got, you know, the next day, the next day, the next day. You know, listen, we all have to take a break every now and then. I understand that. You know, this week has been a very strange, you know, my mother-in-law, she passed on Sunday. I tried to record on Monday. I could not do it. I recorded it, but it sucked so bad. I said, I'm not going to put it out there. Tuesday was and then Wednesday, I said, you know what, man? Let's just go to the fact that, you know, that I'm sad. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take the day off. And I just drove. I didn't record. You know, I called my wife. You know, we talked about a lot of different things. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do nothing entrepreneurial today. I'm just going to sit here, you know, and just be in the moment. Just be. And that happens sometimes, but don't let that be 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. And you're like, I haven't got started yet, or I've started, but then I stopped, blah, 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 blah. No, keep going, keep striving. You know, you gotta go balls to the wall, and you gotta just go, and you gotta just get it done. And because you can do it. The only time that you can't do it is when you quit. When you quit, when you give up, that's when it's like, it ain't gonna work for you. But if you don't quit, you will find, you know, knock and you shall, knock and it shall open, you know. You do all that. And, you know, this thing that you try might not work for you, you know. But this other thing you try, it'll work. You know, it's like being a actor. I remember I was listening to this interview about John Hammond. John Hamm had been in Hollywood for a while. You know, he tried this, he tried that, you know, and finally what hit for him, Mad Men. He's like, you know, I thought about throwing in the towel, but I didn't. I remember George Clooney, he was on a lot of different shows. He had a lot of failed pilots, and I remember, you know, he never quit, and then he got on ER, and, you know, he knocked it out the park. So what I'm telling you is, it doesn't matter if you're successful in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s. Never stop trying. Never stop saying, "Hey, what should I do? What can I do? I want to," because as we both know, no job is going to pay you the money that you want to make. So if you want to make a lot of money, if you want to be successful, if you want to start making money for yourself, making money on your own time, in your own way, then you have to do something for yourself. You know, start a business, start a blog, start a whatever. And what I'm telling you is, don't wait till tomorrow, don't wait for the next day, start today. You know, because time. Tick, 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 tick. You ever watch 60 Minutes? Tick, 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 tick. Your time could be up now, your time could be up later, but at some point, your time is going to be up. All of our time is going to be up, you know. One day they're going to come knocking on the door for all of us, all right? So, man, just go out there. You know, I know this is more motivational than anything today, but just go out there and get to it, get to work, you know. And in order to really, don't half-ass it, okay? I'm going to tell you that as well. Don't half-ass it. Don't wait around, don't hesitate, go all the way out. Okay? You know, take your content, put it on all the platforms. Take your content, spread it like you're a bird and you're spreading seed. Take it like you're a bee spreading pollen all over the place, you know? Just spread that content all over God's green earth, okay? Every platform, your website, your YouTubes, wherever. Spread it everywhere, you know? The more people that see it, the more people that hear it, the more people will get connected with you, you know? In the beginning, I didn't do that. That's one of the mistakes I made. But now, you know, I try to spread it. I spread it like mustard. Spread it everywhere, okay? But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just here to tell you, time is of the essence. This week has been quite the reflection and quite the, you know, realization. Like, hey, get started, you know? I mean, I'm already started, but you know what I mean. And when I say get started, it's not for the people that's like, I don't know what to do. It's for anybody that's kind of slow-footing, kind of dragging their heels. I want to do this, but I ain't doing it. You know, you're on a fence. You're straddling the fence. Come on, man. Let's all get up. Let's all go. Let's all, you know, it's like if you ever seen Braveheart, you know, a fight, freedom, and you take charge, all right? But ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back tomorrow. I told you, we missed a couple episodes. We'll be back tomorrow with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. It will be the Sunday edition. We haven't done a Sunday episode in a long time. But until tomorrow, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. And as always, everybody, God bless and peace.